official has just received the worst news that a parent can ever receive. Your daughter has died. In that moment, Jesus says to him, "Do not be afraid, only have faith." And Jesus tells him that faith in God's goodness can set things right, is what he's telling him. And you know, if we learned just this one lesson well, it would change our lives forever. Do not be afraid, only have faith. Because it was faith that brought Jairus to his knees in front of Jesus, and that faith raised his daughter back to life. It was faith that propelled the woman with the hemorrhage to touch Jesus' cloak, even though doing so was a great risk she was taking, because by Mosaic law, her hemorrhage made her ritually unclean. And so touching Christ would make her really unclean as well. And then what's more, she was exposing herself to punishment. But it was faith that cured her. Faith, trust in God no matter what, in spite of appearance, in spite of limited vision of our natural reason. For instance, the doctors had concluded with this woman that her sickness was incurable. It doesn't matter. Do not be afraid, only. There's a true story that was written by a writer from Michigan, and it took place on a bay in the up, and the UP, they call it, and that's where this story takes place. And the bay froze over every winter. And one time, there were some hunters from another state, from Illinois, who were tracking a deer near an arm of the river and saw the tracks that they had run across the ice. And not knowing how strong or thick the ice was, they got down on their hands and knees to crawl across the ice. And they thought that this would distribute their weight more evenly and there'd be less a chance of breaking through the ice. But no. Imagine their embarrassment when, as they were reaching the halfway mark, they saw a man driving a huge truck that was pulling a heavy load of logs coming across the ice from the opposite direction. The driver of the truck was a resident of the town, and he knew that the winter ice on that bay was 3 feet thick. That's pretty thick ice. The visitors didn't know that, and so they were afraid of falling through. Because fear often comes from ignorance, and knowledge can take away that fear. Because faith is supernatural knowledge, and that takes away every fear. For example, knowing that God has prepared a place for us in heaven takes away our fear of poverty and death. Knowing that God can bring good out of evil takes away our fear of suffering and injustice. Knowing that God's love will never abandon us takes away our fear that if we are true to our Catholic identity, we will be rejected, mocked, and persecuted. All that knowledge comes from our faith, supernatural knowledge. And so Jesus says, "Do not be afraid, only have faith. Do not be afraid of what other people will think of you. Follow my ways," is what Jesus says. Do not be afraid of failure, because following God's will is the only path to everlasting success. And do not be afraid of changing your personal plans in order to follow God more closely, because as we know, his plans are far better than our plans. And so we can grow in our faith and have that kind of strong faith if we exercise it. And we exercise it by prayer. As Pope Benedict said once when he was speaking to a group of missionaries, he said, "Prayer is a reality. God listens to us, and when we pray, God enters into our lives. He becomes present among us, works among us. Praying is a very important thing that can change the world, because it makes the power of God present.